Hey there, awesome people. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more confidence and charisma. Today, we're diving into a topic that can seriously level up your interactions. Assertive communication. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells? Like you're afraid to speak your mind for fear of rocking the boat? Trust me, I get it. But here's the thing. Holding back isn't doing anyone any favors, including yourself. Assertive communication is all about expressing yourself clearly and honestly while respecting others. It's not about being aggressive or bossy. It's about finding that sweet spot where you feel heard and valued, and everyone else does too. Think of it like this. It's the superpower that lets you say no without feeling guilty, ask for what you need without sounding demanding, and share your opinions without getting into a shouting match. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, right, Jake? You're absolutely right. But trust me, with a little practice and the right mindset, you can become a communication ninja in no time. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock your inner assertive communicator. Number 1. Know your worth. Before you can confidently communicate your needs and boundaries, you gotta believe they're worth respecting. It's like having a VIP pass to life. You deserve to be heard, understood, and treated with kindness. Write down 3 things you value most in your interactions with others: honesty, respect, or maybe even a good laugh. Keep that list handy as a reminder of what matters to you. Number 2. Listen up. This one might seem counterintuitive, but truly hearing what others have to say is essential for assertive communication. When someone's talking, put down your phone, make eye contact, and really listen to what they're saying. You'll not only show them respect, but you'll also gain valuable information that can help you navigate the conversation effectively. Number 3. Use I statements. Instead of blaming or accusing others, focus on expressing your own feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel late," try something like, "I feel stressed when I'm running behind schedule." This approach takes the heat off others and makes it easier for them to understand where you're coming from. Number 4. Practice saying number. It's okay to say no. You don't have to agree to everything, even if it feels awkward. Start small with saying no to things that aren't a priority. Remember, your time and energy are valuable. And lastly, number 5, be kind but firm. Assertiveness isn't about being rude or demanding. It's about being clear, respectful, and firm in your communication. Think of it as setting healthy boundaries. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Let me tell you a quick story. Remember that time you went to a party and felt like everyone was talking over each other? You tried to chime in, but no one seemed to hear you. Maybe you were nervous or just didn't feel confident enough to speak up. That's where assertive communication comes in. Imagine if you had practiced using I statements and setting boundaries. You could have said something like, "Excuse me, I'd love to share my thoughts on this." Or, "I understand what you're saying, but I have a different perspective." By speaking up with confidence and clarity, you wouldn't just be heard, you'd contribute meaningfully to the conversation. So remember, you don't need to be a public speaker or a social butterfly to communicate assertively. It's about being present, authentic, and clear in your interactions. Start small, practice regularly, and watch how it transforms your relationships and empowers you to live life on your own terms. Alright folks, that's a wrap for today's episode. Don't forget to share this with anyone who could benefit from learning about assertive communication. Think friends, family, even that coworker who always talks over everyone else in meetings. And let me know what you think. Leave a review, drop a comment on our socials. I want to hear your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.